Welcome to another podcast from the PBSA European Council. In today's podcast, I'm joined by Karin Giangrande.
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 It's Italian. Giangrande.
Okay, I'll edit around that just to get it right. From the German screening firm Signum Consulting. Hello, Karin. Would you like be so kind as to give a brief introduction into yourself and to your firm?
Yeah, of course. My name is Karin Giangrande and I am the authorized signatory of Signum Consulting. Our company was founded by Eckhard Neumann in 1998. Maybe he's certainly known to one or the other. And our business scope are pre-employment screening and background checks, as well as risk and compliance management in Germany and Europe, but also with an international scope. We bring more than 20 years of experience of the market on the one hand, and I bring my 20 years experience in pre-employment screening, HR and marketing. And in my role, I have the opportunity to get access to larger corporations, to DAX companies, and gain valuable insights from which our customers are profiting. We are located in Berlin, Germany, and have recently opened an office in Penticton, BC, Canada.
Lovely. Thank you very much. A very thorough introduction. So jumping straight into the questions. First question I have for you, how much influence has GDPR had on background screening in Germany?
Yeah, the European Data Protection Regulation has a high impact on background screening in Germany, I have to say. So conducting personal data according to GDPR is definitely the most crucial decision factor, because over here, personal data is handled with utmost care and strict confidentiality, means that applicants' information is stored and used exclusively for the purpose of verification. And people over here are very sensitized in terms of their GDPR rights. So when large companies from automotive, pharma, or chemical sector are setting up background screening processes, the data protection officer has to approve this process. And this can really be a showstopper for the initial introduction of the process. So in some cases, the data protection officer gets involved in a background screening approach in very great detail. And it's also important for him to know which applicant data are processed for which purpose and when they are deleted again. So a key requirement is to have the candidate's written consent to process their data in the context of background checks prior to the recruitment. And for this reason, in Germany, we use the term pre-employment screening rather than background check. So you must be aware that you are under control of the Federal Data Protection Office of each German state, of course. And this leads also to the point that DPO has to be involved.
In terms of just other people within an organization that have to get involved in the process, do works councils play into the pre-employment screening processes that companies set up?
Yes, works council has also a say in the whole process. I bet Germany is also known for this abroad. So you have to involve, of course, the works council at one point. Of course, it depends when you just want to set up a pre-employment screening process or background screening process of applicants, the works council has to be informed. But when the company wants to set up a kind of in-employment screening background check for employees, then definitely the works council can block the whole process and the whole approach.
Okay, thank you. So in terms of providing a snapshot of how background screening has evolved in Germany over the years, can you tell us what sort of restrictions there are when as an organization that operates in that sector?
Mm-hmm. So you must know that background screening has a different history over here than it has in the United States or maybe also in the UK as well. So we did a lot of service on this. So let me say, from our experience, about 1/3 of the companies in this country have some kind of applicant screening process in place. This can simply be a sanctions list check or an ID check. Another 1/3 have heard of background screening and have some reservations about the invasion of applicants' privacy and so on. And the 1/3 has never heard of pre-employment checks or has only a little idea of them. So it's obvious that there is still some catching up, still something to do. And as one of the pioneers for German background screening approaches, we are strongly called upon to educate and to persuade. So some of the restrictions I have already mentioned, we have the DPO, the data protection officer, who has to approve the process. You might have strong works councils who can block the process. And not to forget, you have talent acquisition who do not want interferences in their recruiting process or longer time to hire. So it's you have to keep in mind that in Germany, pre-employment screening is used with priority for the recruiting decision and not only for security reasons.
So what background checks or what background screening processes are you allowed to carry out in Germany?
Mm-hmm. We are verifying the qualification history, of course, from a job or educational stations, such as the highest educational degree or further trainings, doctorates, master, bachelor titles or certificates. We very often do employment records, we do identity records and address checks, as well as credit checks, but we are also allowed to do directorship researches or business verification, means former and actual company connections of a person, of executive person, for example. We evaluate also right to work and do the sanctions list check and very popular media researches in publicly available sources, such as business, social media, blogs, forums, press and media sources. So kind of negative entry check, adverse media check, media criminal is also possible.
Going back to the employment referencing, and I recall this from my early days in the industry, when we started going out and trying to get references, employment references in Germany as a firm, we found that firms would normally be reluctant to provide that and say that they've given a, I think it was a Zugnist to the individual, a leaving certificate or a leaving document. Does that still happen, or are firms more open now to giving references?
I think they are quite more open than in former times. Of course, there are still some, especially large companies with a larger HR service center who say we cannot give you the information due to data protection reason. But I think they are quite more open than maybe 5 or 10 years ago. And they are familiar more and more, getting more used to this kind of request from background screening companies. So of course, in a world of a very international applicants market where lots of international CVs are existing and have to be validated, more and more incoming calls or more verification have to be done, and the firms, the companies are more used to it, I think.
Brilliant. That's good to hear. Are there any background screening checks that, or pre-employment screening checks that aren't allowed in Germany?
Yes.
I was going to say, or indeed any restrictions on whether you can carry out a screening check for a certain individual, depending on the role they're going into?
So in Germany, it is not allowed to do a criminal record check or a civil record check. And as well as drug testing is not allowed. And normally we also do not verify the driver's license, only in individual cases. And something where the people are also very sensitized is the issue of media researchers. So media researchers in private networks, when it has no relevance for the future position, are also not allowed.
Okay, thank you. So in terms of if an employer in Germany wanted to find out whether somebody had a criminal background, and say they were in a financial institution, a bank, would there be any way that they could come to a screening company like yourself and have a criminal record type search carried out? And if so, what would that look like?
Yeah, so criminal record check is not allowed. It's prohibited in Germany, but as an alternative, they can ask for the certificate of good conduct, the police certificate from the candidate. And this is usually to apply for the simple, or the candidate has to provide a simple certificate of good conduct by himself. So he has to get this certificate from the authority who is responsible for this. And then the candidate can bring the certificate conduct to the customer or to the background screening company for verification.
Okay, so it's not possible for you to apply on behalf of a candidate to get their certificate of good conduct?
No, this is only possible with a special interest access, and this we do not have in Germany.
And in things like civil records, court records, is it possible for a screening company to contact local courts and ask them to see whether they've got any records pertaining to an individual at all regarding either criminal activity or other civil matters?
No. You can only find it out, of course, on the one hand with a media research focusing on initiative entries, but of course the names are more or less anonymous, so you won't have a chance to find it out via media research, I guess. And the only thing you can really do is asking the candidate for the certificate of good conduct. And in this, you can find then prior records in several cases.
Okay, thank you. I think that comes to our last question, actually. So do you have any closing remarks you'd like to share with the audience?
Yes, I would like to recommend the audience to get used to the GDPR when processing personal applicants' data in the context of background screening here. For example, at Signum Consulting, personal data is anonymized and deleted 3 months after completion of a request at Signum Consulting. And with regard to Article 15 of the European Data Protection Regulation, the applicant has also the permission to have access, or he should have access to his or her personal data at any time. So he can ask also for reading the pre-employment screening report, for example. So you always have to be sure that all information that are in there are according to GDPR. And if not, it would lead, of course, to violations, and violations lead to high penalties. And of course, Signum Consulting would be happy to establish strategic partnerships within PBSA for pushing forward background screenings in Germany. Comparing with other companies, the HR departments have a different expectation regarding the result of PS, and they want to have maybe sometimes more information, more detailed information and content to make the right decision, the right recruiting decision. This is also something I wanted to leave here as a comment.
That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much for that and for joining me on this podcast. That's it from me. It remains me to say it's been great talking to you.
Thank you.
We'll finish it there, but that's it. We're all done, Karen.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you for having me, for listening to
me. No worries. It's been good.
We intend to publish other interviews with European Council members in due course.
For further information, please keep an eye out on the LinkedIn website for the PBSA European Council, and also the European Council webpage on the PBSA main website. Thank you.